Today we're looking at when has your mate stuffed something up? Like my mate Willie came around. Oh yeah, I can fix your mower, mate. Yeah, I used to do that. I used to do lawn mowing, fix it myself. My God, I will go back today, Robert. I'll revisit the mower and see how it goes. I've got two oil patches over my front lawn, which it's my pride and joy. My lawn.
It's not anymore.
My oil was spitting out of the exhaust after what he did yesterday. The poor bloke at Bunnings. I do apologise. We were arguing and swearing. I was just so frustrated.
It's really hit your heart, hasn't it?
It has. He stuffed up my mower.
Mark from Narara.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Going okay.
What did your mate ruin, mate?
Oh, mate, I bought a block of land up there at Gosford, and we had to cut some gum trees down to start the, you know, and we thought, oh, we'll save a bob, and I'll get the boys around, and we're having a few sherbets, and we're cutting these trees down. There's this dirty big gum tree, and we're looking at it, and we're thinking, which way is this going to go? I said to me, mate, don't. I'll get someone in to cut this down. No, it's right. Look, it's just going to go this way. An old tree lopper told me you put a pencil up and you look at the top of the pencil and you tip the pencil and that's where it's going to fall.
Sounds
I'm not
technical.
Worried about that. There's no houses around us, you idiot. And he gets there and it had a bit of a bend in it and I was worried which way it was going to fall. So he says, no, look, it's all good. We'll wedge it and away it'll go. So he wedged it, and he's starting to wedge it, and he comes around the other side, and he said, I've seen this done before. He's cutting into it. Next thing, the thing spiraled, went the opposite way of the wedges. We're all running. There's branches everywhere. And there's my $800 chainsaw, which I'd bought to help save money to clear the block, stuck in the tree, and about a 5-ton gum tree comes down on the top of it.
Oh, no. Oh, my. Oh, jeez. Oh, dead set professional. The moral of the story is don't have a sherbet before you use a chainsaw.
Oh. Yeah, well, I thought he was pretty good with this pencil thing he does. And apparently it works. I thought, geez, he knows what he's doing. And
that would have sold me.
He's going to go the other way.
Yeah, once again, never trust a mate who says, I can do that. All right.
Or give you a grinder to a mate either, Paddy.
What happened there? Anyway, got to go. Goodbye. See you, mate.
What
Bye.
Did you do?